Purple Project Podcast Nation. What is going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the PPPD edition of the podcast here on... I'm recording this actually just after I just got off work back at the crib here in Manhattan, Kansas, January 18th, 2022. This will come out tomorrow along with the recap of the men's basketball team on the road taking on a Texas Longhorns team, number 23rd or 18th or 23rd team in a nation here. Again, if you're new to the podcast, thank you for hopping on board to the Purple Project Podcast, where we talk all things K-State athletics. All things athletics, not just basketball, football. There's other sports around here besides that as well, even though right now basketball is dominant around the headlines as well, and still football, you can't get away from that as well. But this podcast is all about trying to cover all things K-State sports here in Manhattan, Kansas as well. So we appreciate you guys for doing that as well. Definitely, I'm recording this a couple hours away from, and this game, what? This game is on a stupid Longhorn network. K-State, Texas. Texas is number 23rd in the country there. So I'm going to have to keep track of this on the old radio station. Wyatt Thompson, Stan Weber, we have call on the K-State Sports Network Learfield. So I definitely don't want to be watching it on Longhorn Network anyway. So, you know, we don't get that channel around here. So definitely there's that as well. So K-State obviously coming off that upset win at home last Saturday against Texas Tech. Well, can they transfer that momentum that they carried over here? Can they play like that again for two halves, put a whole 40 minutes together against a Texas team that came to Bramlage and beat them by 13 a couple weeks ago? We'll have to find that out here shortly, and we will have the full recap of that, which will be coming out tomorrow as well. But I do want to jump on here for a few minutes to talk about K-State football and the recruiting side of things here. Obviously, K-State secondary is going to take a hit. This offseason anyways, with, of course, Russ Yeast made a declaration. This was actually a week ago or so that Russ Yeast made a declaration. He will go and takes his talents to the NFL draft as well. So there's that. You have already Jerron McPherson Yeast there as well. I think Ross Elder was a senior this year as well. That's three that I just reeled off there as well. So, but K-State, as alerted to me this afternoon, got another Missouri transfer over here to K-State. And oh, by the way, K-State does play Missouri this upcoming fall in game three of the 2022 campaign for K-State football. So how about this? So Sean Robinson, former defensive back from Missouri, jumps into the transfer portal, and he's going to be coming here. He's going to be starting classes right away for him as well. According to his resume, it's been kind of a up and down ride for him as well. The one-time quarterback, he signed to play quarterback at TCU before transferring to Missouri. And he was also playing for the Missouri Tigers at that same position as well. This is going to be Sean Robinson's third school in his college career. And obviously, it's going to be his only one season like Russ Yeast this past year on the football field as well. Robinson is one of four FBS transfers for the Wildcats so far going into this offseason. And he's one of five scholarship early enrollees. He joins college safety Kobe Savage. We talked about him briefly on the Pro Project Podcast weekly, I think, and a daily while back as well. So you're losing key pieces in the secondary, but you're also now all of a sudden you're gaining pieces in that secondary as well. Not only that, of course, the obvious Adrian Martinez, Brandon Jennings, and Josh Hayes as well. And then Chris Kleiman put in a note that we're not done hunting for more players in that, but in that certain position as well. Yes, Ross Elder. Yeah, he's accordingly. Yeah, I think Ross Elder was a senior this past year. I don't think, according to this report, I don't think to K-State Online that I looked at it, there's a couple others as well. He's not expected to stay in Manhattan. Neither is Justin Gardner either. McPherson, has no more. Obviously, he's ground. He was one of the super seniors, so he's definitely not coming back as well. Robinson, according to K-State Online, Derek Young is already on campus, and he will begin classes. Actually, begin classes today, as it is Tuesday, according to that. So, you lose big pieces in the secondary, but you're starting to gain pieces there as well. So, plus minus game. So, two different ways there as well. So, Chris Klumman, once again, using the transfer portal to his advantage here. As he gained Kobe Salvage a few weeks ago, and here today he gets Sean Robinson, former defensive back, aka also QB for not only TCU. Well, I didn't see him play for TCU, but whatever. But also he played quarterback for Missouri. He's going to be playing his former teammates this fall. That's an interesting, funny storyline. As well as that, he's not the only person. You got to go back to Dejuan Gordon on the basketball court there. Flipped. He was one time highly recruited guard here with the K-State, and he transferred over to Missouri. So I made my message known about Dejuan Gordon. You can find that on latter portions of the weekly podcast of Triple P. That's in the latest archive. All the episodes, if you're a newly subscribed person or you're still on board with us, there's a lot of content on there, including all the episodes of the Pearl Project Podcast weekly out there from the first episode I launched this podcast as well. So you can find that as well. So there's plenty of content to go around as well, including the latest daily to pop up there as well. That's going to be coming out here very shortly, if not already up by now when you listen to this podcast as well. So again, update on the football field. Sean Robinson made his landing from Missouri to K-State. The Pearl Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. That means we're on Spotify, Audio Boom, Player FM, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts as well. That's going to do it for right now. Remember, I'm recording this a couple hours away from tip-off of K-State, Texas. Number 23, Texas, I should say. And hopefully K-State can carry whatever they did at Manhattan here. Yeah, carry it down to Austin here. We'll see what happens here in a couple hours. I will have full recap of that as well on the next episode of the Triple P Podcast. That's going to do it for me, Eddie Greer. That's it. For Triple P, go Cats. We'll talk to you on the next edition.